15 more demonstrators, including a 98-year-old activist, were in Southern Berkshire District Court Tuesday for blocking Kinder Morgan's Connecticut pipeline expansion in Otis State Forest. Frances Crowe says she's ready to go to jail.
No way do they want to put a 98-year-old woman in jail, but I hope this will give others the courage to think differently.
Crowe was among the Sugar Shack Alliance members arrested on June 24th for trespassing in an effort to halt Kinder Morgan from cutting down trees and laying pipe to expand its natural gas pipeline in western Massachusetts. 34 demonstrators have been recently arrested on different occasions for trespassing on land now considered off-limits. Jail time is unlikely for Crowe, according to Sugar Shack attorney Joseph Zlatnik. Earlier this summer, 12 other demonstrators were each fined $100 on trespassing charges.
All the arguments we made last time with regards to Article 97.
The activists argue the pipeline expansion violates Article 97 of the Massachusetts Constitution, which protects Otis State Forest. In December 2016, the state announced a settlement with Tennessee Gas Pipeline Company, a subsidiary of Kinder Morgan, for conservation land acquired by eminent domain for the company's federally approved project.
With regards to the constitutional right to be on that land, all of those arguments we're still maintaining. In other words, the judge has ruled against us on that, but we are maintaining that those are still true, good legal arguments. They're ones that perhaps another judge might have a look at another point in time. We don't know, but that's a thought.
Since turning 90, Crowe has been arrested several times for civil disobedience.
I don't think I should have to pay $100 to express my conscience to try to stop the corporations. They are the ones who should be fined.
Zlatnik says Crowe refusing to pay a fine will probably lead to more fines.
These folks are all, saying that the government has sort of abrogated their responsibility and they're the last line of the defense.
If it's not the governor and it's not the attorney general and it's not the legislature and it's not DCR and it's not DPU and it's not the conservation commission and it's not the judge and we have a climate crisis and it's been documented, then who do we talk to?
That's Vivian Simon, the Alliance's legal liaison. U.S. Senators Elizabeth Warren and Ed Markey, along with Congressman Richard Neal, have sent letters calling on the Federal Energy Regulatory Commission to revoke its authorization of the pipeline. FERC has said it would not comment on the letters.
If someone could please tell us who would do this, federal government, state government, local government, county government, judge, it doesn't matter. Everybody's passed on this and said it's not our job. So it's now become our job.
Kinder Morgan plans to build a 13-mile, $93 million pipeline expansion through Otis State Forest to meet what the company says is an increased demand for natural gas in the Northeast. The project will upgrade an existing system in New York, Massachusetts, and Connecticut. It would loop in Albany County in New York, Berkshire and Hampton counties in Massachusetts, and Hartford County, Connecticut.
Honorable Paul M. Vrabel presiding, please be seated and quiet. Make sure your cell phones are turned off. Court's not in session.
All right, these are civil responsibility hearings concerning trespass allegations.
In court Tuesday, Zlatnik claimed the protesters did not know they were trespassing. Five others previously arrested for getting too close to tree felling would not have to pay because of the vague boundaries between private and state property.
They cannot collectively say, I spoke with all these people and all these people were trespassing. Why? Because liability attaches to the individual, right? There's no such thing as collective guilt. We're not in Soviet Russia. So the idea is that they have to prove that it is that specific individual person who was notified that they might be trespassing.
Kinder Morgan says it respects the rights of individuals to engage in peaceful and lawful protests as long as work areas are not disturbed or damaged. The company has designated land for protesting. Many of the protesters, including Crowe, said they wanted to be arrested.
I'm ready to go to jail, although I know they won't jail me.
The judge's verdict will be sent by mail in the next 2 weeks. Kinder Morgan expects the pipeline expansion to be in service in November. Reporting from WAMC News' Berkshire Bureau at the Beacon Cinema, I'm J.D. Allen.